Antiviral medications ordered by the government may not be available until after the peak of this outbreak, if they get approval. Well, last year the government announced it had bought tens of thousands of doses of the drugs molnupiravir and Paxlovid. If taken early enough, they can cut the risk of serious illness, particularly in vulnerable patients. But on the cusp of an Omicron outbreak, one is still getting approved by MedSafe and the other has not yet sought approval. Health correspondent Rowan Quinn asked Brian Betty from the College of GPs whether, approvals aside, the 120,000 doses ordered are enough.
Look, I think we could always do with more. I mean, that's always going to be the answer. If whatever stock we have, we need to make sure we manage that appropriately and that the right patients get access to the medication. That's actually going to be the critical thing. So MedSafe approval is important, and hopefully that will be expedited and done relatively quickly. The second part will be the PharmAc authorisation, or the special authority for the medication, and how that works. And again, that needs to be done quickly. So it's a matter of the right patients getting the medication at the right time.
Are you saying you'd like to see MedSafe kind of fast track the approval for these antivirals?
I think they need to be up and running and ready to go when we need them.
It could be April. What would you think about that?
Well, I think that may be a little bit too late, but whether that's dependent on supplies into the country or the MedSafe process itself, and it's dependent on the companies putting in the applications. But I mean, I think the sooner we have the ducks lined up and approval, special authority and the medication ready to go, the better off we are going to be.
If they're not approved till April, we could be past the peak of this outbreak.
We don't know how this is going to track at the moment. I suspect there's going to be a very rapid upswing in terms of cases. And we've got a highly vaccinated population, and what difference that makes as to what happens is very, very hard to tell. But yeah, we could be looking at a large number of cases by February, which would last for a 4 to 6 week period. However, if the medications, it was April that the system allowed the medications onto to the marketplace, we're still looking at winter coming down the track, which is going to be difficult with influenza and with COVID possibly. So having access to these medications at that point is still going to be important.
Dr. Brian Betty from the College of GPs speaking with RNZ health correspondent Rowan Quinn there.